This is WSIU. I'm Steph Whiteside. Rachel Keener first began using opioids as a teenager. As an adult, she was being treated with Subutex when she became pregnant. In March of 2019, StoryCorps visited Carbondale to record interviews with Southern Illinoisans. Rachel sat down with her doctor, Jeff Ripperda, with Shawnee Health Service to talk about her fears and experience giving birth while undergoing medication-assisted treatment for opioid use.
I was an opiate addict pretty much since 12 years old. I used Vicodin my whole life. And then I discovered Subutex on the street, or Suboxone, which you could use a lot less of and make it a lot longer. So I started using subs on the street, and they were extremely expensive and just not a good life to be living, trying to get them in the streets.
So how does a 12-year-old become an opiate addict?
Well, I was a competitive gymnast, and I had an injury pretty young, and I had a doctor that gave them to me pretty young, and then I actually had a father who supplied them to me for years afterwards.
We've talked about this a little bit, but I don't know all the details. I didn't know you were a competitive gymnast either.
Yeah, yeah.
So how long were you taking Suboxone off the street before you started seeing me in the office regularly?
About a year, I'd say.
So my memory of this, and correct me if I'm wrong, we started talking about that you had some symptoms of what's called a prolactinoma, which means your brain was secreting too much of a hormone called prolactin, which has two kind of main effects, right? It makes you not menstruate regularly, so you don't have regular periods, mm-hmm. and it can also cause infertility.
Yeah.
So we were kind of talking about that and working it up when you got pregnant.
Yeah, I went in for my first MRI to see if I had a pituitary tumor, I believe, and it was negative, and then I was pregnant. They gave me pregnancy tests for that, and I was pregnant.
I was very surprised to hear that, actually.
Me too. I'd been trying for years, so it was really shocking.
Had you actually been trying or just not doing anything to avoid?
No, I had been trying. I was ready for a baby.
Yeah. And?
It could go either way.
All right, so tell me about, did you think about the because you were on the Subutex for me at that point that I was prescribing to you.
Yes.
Did you have any thoughts about that when you first got pregnant or any concerns at all?
Yes, actually. Of course, I felt guilty at first because I hadn't thought much about it until I was actually pregnant. And then once you're actually pregnant and it's there and it's going to happen, you can't just stop taking your medication. I was nervous about it. I did a lot of research on how it would affect.
So a lot of women who are on Subutex in particular, their immediate fear is, what are we going to do to control my pain after labor? Because I'm on the Subutex, maybe not a great pain tolerance anyway. Did you experience any of that?
Do you
even remember that day, or was it all a haze?
No, I remember it. No, I wasn't too worried about it. I kind of just viewed it as that would be my consequence for using drugs in my past.
Oh God,
and being
like self-punishment?
Yeah, I just figured if I was miserable, I would tough through it and deal with it, and that's my consequence. But I didn't have I was perfectly fine afterwards. I didn't have any problems with pain management.
That's both admirable and horrific at the same time.
True.
That's fair. And Cecilia, your daughter, didn't withdraw at all, correct?
No, not at all.
Do you remember having to stay in the hospital the extra day to make sure that didn't happen?
Yeah, I was there for 3 days, actually.
Yeah. And you know, that's so most women deliver, they go home even as soon as 24 hours after they deliver.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that changed for you was, had you not been on the Subutex, you might have gone home like a day and a half or 2 days sooner, but that's it. All right. So had your daughter, and how's she?
She's great. She's wonderful. So wonderful. I'm doing it again. She's a smart little cookie.
All right. So she's how old?
She's 18 months.
18 months. And describe your current physical state.
Very pregnant. Very pregnant, ready to deliver any day. I'm doing good, though.
Yeah.
This story is produced by Steph Whiteside with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. Visit StoryCorps.org for more information.